following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Okay, so it's kind of cold. It's going to snow in much of Wisconsin tomorrow. Lake effect, Lake Michigan effect snow. There's going to be quite a bit of that. Those of you listening in central Wisconsin, I'm guessing you're not going to see the amounts of lake effect snow. Those of you listening at WHBL in Sheboygan, I feel your pain. I remember it well. They're looking at least 5 inches, I believe. And it all depends if the moisture does the double dip off Lake Michigan. Any word on the Wisconsin Dells area for this weekend, Jason's Inquiry? You're off to the Dells, are you? I don't. It's supposed to snow in a pretty good chunk of the state. All I know is the lake effect along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Going to get some pretty heavy amounts. I'm going to talk about this because I've got a bunch of topics and I can't do any of them in 2.5 minutes. And we have to get to the Mike McCarthy interview, which you're not going to want to miss today in 2.5 minutes. Those of you who have heard about lake effects know either Lake Superior and Duluth, when they got that 3-4 feet, Jason, that was lake effect as well. Lake Superior, lake effect snow. Lake Michigan, lake effect snow at its worst is something that has to be experienced. Quick true story. 2000, this company it had just acquired the stations in Sheboygan, hired a program director from Michigan. And he and his wife moved. They would become good friends of ours. He and his wife moved from Michigan, you know, the loop around Chicago and up. And his wife wasn't sure if Wisconsin was the right thing. She's a Michigan native. They drive through 11 inches of lake effect snow all the way around. I mean, it's okay. So they get to their house in Sheboygan. He said, "Well, look, this is flukish. These things happen." There might be a day's space, and there's a long time ago. We get like another 10 inches. The storm does that. It like dips into Lake Michigan and comes back. It's kind of hard to explain, but if the winds and everything are just right. Now, oftentimes you get much, much worse on Lake Michigan's eastern shore, where the storm moves through, just picks up that lake moisture and dumps it on Michigan. Every once in a while, you get like this backwash. I don't know how else to describe it. It was the most amazing snowfall I ever saw. Jason, I didn't have a snow thrower in Sheboygan, which is probably why we got all that lake effect snow while I was there. This friend of my wife's couldn't believe I shoveled it by hand. The snow banks that I shoveled, the sidewalk, were between 7 and 8 feet high. And I'm 5.5 feet. And I lived on a corner lot. It almost killed me. It's a good thing I was a young man. Or reasonable. I was in my early 40s. It was brutal. I do not believe Sheboygan and the rest of you listening along the lakeshore are in for that, but you are in for lake effect snow. If you're not aware, very early today, Gannett posted a piece by columnist Mike Vandermoss, and I'm going to read later in the show. You could say it's an attack piece on the Packer organization for the way they have handled the dissemination of information concerning Aaron Rodgers' broken collarbone. That was among the questions that I asked Coach Mike McCarthy earlier this morning. Well, they're all big games, and the Friday before another big game, we talk with Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, let's start with the topic that everyone continues to talk about, the status of Aaron Rodgers. ESPN reporting he will get another scan on that collarbone today. First, can you tell us if that's accurate, and what can you tell us about his status?
You know, as far as the individual testing and all the specifics of each player's injury, that's really for Aaron this year. He will be medically evaluated by Dr. Pat McKenzie this morning, and then we'll have some more information as far as what the plan is today.
From what you have seen of what Aaron can do at this point, and he has done some things, at least from what we're hearing, it doesn't appear in terms of his throwing arm that there's much rust to speak of.
No, he actually he looked very good yesterday. You know, he throws the ball exceptionally, as we all know, and you know he was his practice reps went up a little bit more yesterday from Wednesday, and you know he had his feet underneath him, moved around, made some plays in the scramble drill. So I thought he had a good day.
Coach, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to a very critical piece written by Gannett's Mike Vandermoss. It's out this morning. It was posted. Essentially, he argues that Aaron and the organization owe Packer fans more in terms of being forthcoming about his injury, and he refers to cat and mouse games and the runaround. Again, I'm throwing it out there. I'm giving you the opportunity if you want to respond to that.
Number one, I'm not aware of the article. So number two, as far as you know, reporting on injuries, everybody has a different philosophy from a personal aspect of this business. I think the players have the right to discuss what's wrong and what's right with their body. I clearly understand that they are professional athletes, but the, you know, at some point, where is the line? So I did not feel it is my responsibility to give specifics of exactly what an athlete's injury is, and most people disagree with that. But I know if I was on the field of play, I wouldn't want the guys across from me to know exactly everything that's wrong with me.
For a guy who's performed at the level he has and is the competitor that he is, and for the team right now to still be in contention, you know, you're close to him every day. How tough has that been for him to not be able to be close but not quite ready to go?
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, this is very difficult for any player that's injured, because you don't feel like you're part of the team, and it's no exception for Aaron. I mean, Aaron is a very competitive, takes a lot of pride in preparation, getting ready for a game. This has been very stressful for him, and it's something that it hasn't been easy. He clearly loves to be on the field, loves to be out there with his teammates. He's an excellent teammate, and obviously understands where we are as far as this point in the season. So this has been a tremendous challenge for him.
One other injury question. Eddie Lacy remained out yesterday with that ankle injury. Any update there, what we might expect at this point?
We'll have some news today, you know, as far as how much he'll participate today. But, my understanding, talking to the training staff, he's making progress.
Last week in the second half, the defense pretty much pitched a shutout, consistently got off the field in that second half, seemed to include everything you've been looking for, sharp tackling technique, lane discipline, timely turnovers, almost like a switch had been flipped. What in your mind was the difference, and are you confident that can carry over to this week?
Well, it always comes down to the details. I thought we tackled very well. I thought we commanded the line of scrimmage for the most part of the game, especially in the second half. And it stayed aggressive. You know, our coverage was tighter. And, you know, we just played a better game in very bad conditions. So, you know, I thought it was an impressive performance by our defense, because, you know, when you play in bad weather, I always felt the advantage goes to the offense.
And it's a big, big game in the Big D this week. As always, good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
The Jerry Bader Show.